This morning we have a guest joining us here in studios to talk about an opportunity for folks. It's an opportunity they've had in the past. Just more opportunities involved this time around with the 2026-27 version of the mobile food pantries here in the area in Cass County. Grace McAfee, that's the voice you just heard. She's the Community Wellness Coordinator here in Cass County. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Mobile food pantries, by now I would like to think folks are relatively familiar with those. We've been doing those for a few years.
Yeah, ever since COVID, so it has been a few years.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to enhance what the local food pantries can do.
Yes, absolutely. So we run ours usually kind of after work hours. So hopefully those that maybe are working during the day can stop by after and come get some extra food.
Yeah, and these are pretty easy events for folks to take advantage of. There's very little prep work. There's very little information they have to provide of any kind.
Right. So if you've seen us before, then you can just kind of come and check in and say, my name is so-and-so. We'll get you checked in, open up your trunk, and we'll fill your trunk with food. Otherwise, if you haven't been with us before, we'll do a little bit of an intake system, just asking your name, household size, address, just so that way we can check it in for the next time.
Yeah, and it's not a lot of intrusive information. You just want to kind of track how many people are using the system.
Yeah, so we do ask your address, your phone number, and those things are also to see where people are coming from. None of the information that we ask is going to deter people away or restrict anyone from getting food that day. It's just so that way we can see if someone's coming from Bridgewater. We can see if someone's coming from Red Oak. So maybe we need to see if there's more services that need to be provided in other areas. But no, nothing is going, any information that we take is not going to say, absolutely no, you get no food today.
So. Yeah, and it's not being sold somewhere else for other purposes or anything.
Yes.
It's simply to gauge success of the program.
Yeah, as soon as we get your name, then your name gets taken off of your information and we just send the data points into the food bank.
Is that just a quick little form they fill out with the first time they show up?
Yep, first time you show up, we have a nice neighbor that's going to take that information on an iPad, and then every time you come after, you just say, hey, my name is, and you're good to go.
Okay, very good. Well, when I saw this note, the first thing that struck me is, first of all, kind of going to the same places, Atlantic,
yep.
Anita, and Messina. However, I just saw so many more dates on here. So that's just kind of a change in the scheduling?
Yes. Yeah, so the food bank switched from doing the calendar year to a fiscal year. So now we have from this July all the way till next July 2027. So we're hopefully people can put these dates on their fridge and then hopefully have that calendar for the entire year.
Now, this is in partnership with the Food Bank for the Heartland.
Yes.
So we don't run this program, but we do help to coordinate it for
Right. So basically, the truck just shows up that day, and then we get to coordinate the volunteers and who loads boxes and then the different towns that the boxes go out to.
How many volunteers does it take to do this?
That's a good question. So we usually have about 10 that's on site helping with the Atlantic Mobile Food Pantry. Then we have a couple do some deliveries to our in-town, and then a couple deliveries to outside towns.
Okay. So, but could you use more volunteers?
You know, people always ask me that, but I have a group with the Grace Point Church, and they're very territorial over there. So sometimes I will ask for, if we get an extra load of watermelons sometime, I'll ask for volunteers, but the Grace Point Church volunteers are killing it, so I don't want to take their jobs.
Well, it's good to have solid volunteers.
They're awesome. I'm very grateful for them.
There are a lot of folks who would love to get the names and numbers of those folks.
Right. They're mine.
That's right. You're not touching that list. Very good. Well, it's nice to have the support and the assistance of the Food Bank for the Heartland. And
yes.
Again, this isn't meant to usurp any of what the local food pantries are doing. They do a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
This is to enhance what we're able to be able to provide folks.
We're hoping just to give a little extra boost. It's certainly not going to feed you for a month, but we're hoping that it gives a relief to some families.
No matter when, no matter the circumstances, economic times could be wonderful, but there are still folks who need.
Yeah. And don't be afraid. I think the best part about our Grace Point volunteers is they're so welcoming. So if you're just, maybe today's just been a bad day or bad week, come on and join us and get a free box of food. We all need help sometimes.
Well, and folks can run into some hard times through no fault of their own,
Absolutely.
Too. There are many, many reasons why folks might need that assistance. So do stop by. But as we mentioned, the first time, there'll be that short little questionnaire thing just to gather the data that is used to gauge the success of the program. But other than that, there's no fee. There's no anything. You don't have to pre-register. There's nothing like that.
No, absolutely. And if you visited any Cass County food pantry before that uses this intake system, you're good for everywhere that you go now. So just try and say your name first, and we'll see if you could, we can look you up in the system.
Okay. Now, the list of food pantry the locations really haven't changed, have they? It doesn't look like they've changed.
Nope. All same locations. So hopefully people know where to find us.
Okay. So in Atlantic, it's at the Cass County Fairgrounds. In Anita, it's at the Anita Food Pantry. And in Messina, it'll be the east side of the city park in Messina. Now, I do notice that the dates for the Atlantic and Messina are identical.
Yes, they're identical. So what we do is we take about 40 boxes from the Atlantic boxes and take them down to Messina. So they just kind of piggyback onto ours.
Okay, so those are the same time. So do you have Messina volunteers that help out?
Yes, we have about three or four that are our key volunteers that help out down there. So they're awesome too. They're with no group. They just want to help people out.
Okay. And you won't share their listed names
either? Of course not.
Don't want to spread them too thin.
Right.
Very good. Well, let's run through some of those dates and times and places and things.
Absolutely. So with our Atlantic mobile food pantries, we will be there from 4 to 6 p.m. on July 8th, 2026, September 9th, 2026, November 11th, 2026, February 3rd, 2027, April 7th, 2027, and June 9th, 2027. And those dates will be the same for Atlantic and Messina. So if you're going to one of those, you just have to remember one date.
You bet. And you mentioned 4 to 6 in Atlantic,
yes,
but 4:30 to 5 in Messina.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you. 4:30 to 5 in Messina, yes, at that east side of the Messina Park. You should be able to see them if you get to the park. And then for our Anita mobile food pantries, we will be at the Anita Food Pantry, 208 Chestnut, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. On August 12th, 2026, October 14th, 2026, and then May 12th, 2027.
Okay, so this runs out into next year. So we have all of these scheduled out for you, so you can put those down and you know exactly when they're going to be over these different time periods. Largely, the items in the boxes are the same pretty much every time?
Yeah, so you get a loaf of bread. Sometimes they've been surprising us with ground beef, so that's been pretty exciting. And then some canned goods in your box, usually enough to make about two meals. And then a produce box. And we never know what we're going to get in our produce box. So
always
a surprise.
And it's really meant to be as easy as humanly possible.
Yes. I mean,
you literally pull the car out and don't even have to get out.
Right, right. Yep. We meet you to get your information. You drive up, open your trunk, and they fill you on up, and you can drive away.
I assume you're seeing a lot of people that come back several times.
Yes, yes. We love seeing our repeat neighbors. That's the best part of our days.
And you can also, speaking of neighbors, if you have a neighbor who is not mobile, who maybe is homebound but has need, don't worry about having to ask and beg and whatever else, because that is a possibility, too, to help out your neighbor.
Yes, we would love for you to come pick up for your neighbor, those who can't get out of their house, or maybe they work nights. We just need a little bit of their information, too. But please, please come pick up for other people. We would love you to do that.
Now, this program kind of popped into our laps a few years back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things that love it while it's here. Mm-hmm. Do you think, is it sustainable? Have they committed to doing this for a long period of time?
You know, we're good for another year, for sure. I have a contract. But, you know, there's no end date. They haven't told us an end date. So I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
Yeah, because it's not... The money for that doesn't necessarily come from here.
Right, right. It comes from large donations from the Food Bank for the Heartland. So if you are someone who maybe you can't benefit from the mobile food pantry and you want to donate to a great cause, you can donate to our local food pantries, or you can also donate to the Food Bank for the Heartland.
Yeah. Food Bank for the Heartland, isn't that based out of Omaha?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So it's even out of state.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough to be able to benefit from
that. Yeah. Our regions are kind of weird. So we're right on the line. Adair and Cass is the line for the Food Bank for the Heartland, and then the Des Moines Food Bank. So we're right on that line.
All right. So we're able to benefit from that. So yeah, take advantage of that opportunity if you do need to. Now, what if I have a neighbor who's homebound, but I don't need the service, but I'd just like to help them out? Is that okay too?
Absolutely. Okay. We actually have a couple people that just drive through for their neighbors. So we would love for people to do that.
Again, easy as possible.
Yes.
Easy as possible. All right. Very good. So if folks want to know more about this program,
give me a call. Give me a shout. My number is 712 650-8170, or you can give me or send me an email at mcage@casshealth.org.
All right, very good. Well, again, the Atlantic and Messina food pantries have the same dates.
Yes.
Atlantic and Messina is going to be July 8th, September 9th, and November 11th of this year. And then in 2027, February 3rd, April 7th, and June 9th. For Atlantic, Cass County Fairgrounds from 4 to 6, and for Messina, 4:30 to 5 p.m., east side of the Messina City Park. And then Anita will also have pantries coming up August 12th and October 14th of this year, and then May 12th of next year, and that'll be from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Anita Food Pantry location. So take advantage of those if the need does arise.
Yes.
Grace McAfee in with us here this morning. Thanks for the info.
Thanks for having us.